Habocha Ari Levi, Inyone Minhogim.
Firstly, I'd like to thank whoever, the powers that be, for giving me this opportunity. It's a tremendous zechus to be able to speak here at a place where so many Talmidei Chachamim have spoken in the past. It's a tremendous zechus for the Bocha. So, I want to speak a bit about the Inyan of Minhogim. The Inyan is very broad, and so we'll see what we can get through. But just to be more certain, the kudos which come about. So, I'm going to start with the Gemara in Pesachim. The fourth paragraph of Pesachim is dealing generally in the Inyan of Minhogim. And it's called Mokum Shenagi, we're talking about the places where they have a minhag to yes do melacha or not do melacha on the morning of Erev Pesach. And the Gemara brings the mitzvah of the Bnei Baishon Nog, the Lehav Azim Mitzulat Sidon B'mali Shabbat. The minhag in a place called Baishon or of a family called Baishon, we'll see who they are exactly. Their minhag was not to go from Tzur to Sidon, it's a short journey, but they didn't make that journey on B'mali Shabbat, on Erev Shabbat. Why? Because they were worried that the Shuk was in Sidon, they lived in Tzur. They were worried that by being Oisik in the Shuk, they'd miss out and they'd lose out from being Oisik in Tzorchi Shabbos. That was their chashash. So that was their minhag. Also, when I came to Biechlin, they came to Biechlin and said that our fathers, they were able to keep this minhag. They were able to avoid going to the Shuk one day a week, and they were rich. And ours, it's not possible for us to miss a day of the Shuk. So what would be the halacha? Are we able to undo this minhag? So Rabbi Yechon answers, you can't undo this minhag. So this Loshon Usur is going to need some explanation. What this idea of kva kiblu avisicham aleihem, your fathers have already been mekabel on them. Because the kasha should come out, so what that the fathers have been mekabel on them? That's very good for the fathers. How has this got a chalois that's going to affect the sons as well? And Rabbi Yechon brings from Pesuk, al tidlish tesmecho, That should be the reason why it's not working. So the two kashas which come out just from Shai and Gemara is why should the Bnei Baishon, why should they be chayiv, and also why was Rabbi Yechon willing to give them a heter? Kamuvan, it was difficult for them to keep this minhag. Why was there not a heter? And why there's going to be a kasha from the sugi and chulin, because with answer the pashas would say that the reason why the Bnei Baishon were chayiv is because their fathers were mechayiv them, meaning the kabbal of the obvious is going to be mechayiv the bonim. And the kasha is going to come from the Gemara in Chulin of Daf Kufei, that there's a member of Ma'ukva Bachama that he says Anu Chala Bachamra, I'm vinegar the son of wine, because my father Rav Chama, when he'd have milk, it'd be another 24 hours before he'd start eating meat. He had a hefresh between milk and meat, and me, I won't have meat at the same meal. Move on, but the following meal I'll have meat already. So there's. If the Abono was that he was actually chayiv to be noig like his father, meaning that the Kabbalah of the father is able to be mechayiv the son, so then it wouldn't be pshat that he's chalav achamri, he's vinegar the son of wine. It's becholil be a rosha, he's mechayiv to do something and he's not doing it. So the Abono must be that he wasn't chayiv to be noig like his father. So we need to know what's an afkmin between the sugi over here, that Bnei Baishon, they evidently, Rabbi Yechon says, you're chayiv. And the sugi over there, it comes clear that Ma'ukva Bachama wasn't chayiv to be noig the chumras of his father. So the first Maran Mokum we want to look at is the Chuvus Rivosh, the Rivosh and Simon Shin Tzadi test. That he's dealing with a Shaila. They asked that there was a certain city where they had certain takonis which had been done by Beheskim called Bnei Oir about the way they did kedushin. That even though Minatari you need a Shovah Pruta or Shovah Pruta and two Aiden, and that would be enough. They had a takonah that you had to, that if you wanted them to do kiddushin, it had to be done with a mini. You had to have 10 bnei or ir in order to, I don't know if it was to be mufarsim, whatever the reason was for the takonah, that was the haskum of the whole city. And the shayla was asked to the rivosh, what would happen if a person came from outside the city and did kiddushin like anybody else, just with two edim and a shor pruta, what would be with his, would there be a chalos to his kiddushin? Or even if one of the bnei or ir would go ahead and do a kiddushin without these takonas, without the certain din which the city took on, what would be the halacha? Would it be a good kiddushin or not? And he says, and the shoyel was asking, saying maybe it would come onto the din of afkinu, that the Gemara in a few places talks about koyach based in of afkinu in Gittin, in kiddushin in Yivomis, that afkinu is when a koyach based in that they're able to undo kiddushin in certain cases. So the Rivosh comes along and he brings from the Gemara Bava Basra and Daf Ches, where it says that Bnei Ha'ir Rashoin, they're able to be Kaveh the Midas, meaning that in a certain city, if they want to go with feet, they want to go with imperial, they want to go with metric system, if they want to make a whole new system altogether, mix it up maybe. So they have that koyach. They're also able to levy fines or taxes, and they're also able to to deal with the markets in order to keep, you know, if things are too cheap, if things are too expensive, to make certain tariffs, whatever they feel is necessary. Meaning that the Rav Moshe understands from that Gemara that there's a koyach of the Bnei Ha'ir to be kovei in the moment of that city. So he says, if so, what's happening in this city is that when they made a takona in the Kiddushin, when they made a takona to say that Kiddushin has to be done b'davka with a minion, b'davka in front of 10 people, they're saying that any money given as Kiddushin in a case which isn't done according to our dinim, meaning any money given as Kiddushin with two Eidim only, would not be considered a Kesef Kiddushin, rather it would be considered like being Mekadosh HaBegezel. The Gemara says in Kiddushin that Kitchu HaBegezel ain't a Mekadoshes. So the Rav Moshe says, we don't need to come onto the idea of Kiddushin, we don't need to be Ma'akir Kiddushin in Mafreya. The idea would be that there would never be a Kiddushin because the Minog of the city will tell us that this money is not called his money, meaning that the dinim of the city will be Ma'akir his bailus on the money. There was never a Kiddushin over here. And he says, you might ask from the Gemara over there, in Uslim Bava Basra, that it says that there's a mice of Hanu Tavchid, the two butchers lived in the city, and so there was a rivalry. So they made an agreement that I'll work one day, you work another day, and if you start working on my day, if you open up your butcher shop on my day, I get to take your skins. That was their deal. And the Gemara over there says that this is only the din because there was no Odom Choshev. If there's an Odom Choshev, so then they have no right to make a takana without his say so. So the Shaila is now, it seems that it's not totally on the ear, it's totally on an Odom Choshev. So the Rav Moshe answers that and says that no, that Odom Choshev is talking about when he is also a butcher. Meaning if you have two butchers and an Odom Choshev as well, as another butcher shop, you have to have his Haskoma in order to make certain rules which will apply to all the butcher shops in the city. However, if he's not a butcher and he just happens to be an Odom Choshev in the city, it's not okay, or whatever the butchers want to agree amongst themselves, they can agree, and you don't need to come onto the agreement of the Odom Choshev. So the Rav Moshe says this should be the halacha that when there's a takon in the city, it would come out that the kedushin was never kesef kedushin, it was kitcha begezel. And he says he holds his halacha, but not lemaisa, because he says mitei chomer inyan, it would be royal to be machmir unless I find that all the gedolim of the country are agreeing with me. So I wouldn't hafken like this lahakel. But he says that, but the point which comes out from the Rav Moshe is that a kabbalah of the city, a kabbalah of the rabbin, is going to be mechayev the city, and he says that, and huadin is going to be mechayev the people who come into the city and the people and the future doers. And what's his raya for that? So he brings a raya from the mice of Plegish Begivo, that there was that after the mice of the Plegish Begivo, so they made a agreement. All the Shvatim fought against Binyamin, and when they won, they said, Takona, we're not marrying into Shevet Binyamin. So he learns from, and then we find that later on when they wanted to undo the Takona. So then they darshan that when from the posuk it said bonecho, it says bonecho and not bnei bonecho. So why do they have to come onto this drosha? Why? Evidently it shows that the minag was chal even on the future doors. So that's the Rav Moshe's raya that it should be that any sort of takon is going to be not chal only on that door but also on future doors. But the Maaseh, there's two ways in Achorinim how to understand the Rav Moshe. Mitzalechor we have the havana of the pri chodosh. And the Marshal seems to go with this Havana, which is that, which he learns from the Gemara, that Bnei Baishon, they were, that the reason why they were Mechayev, the sons, is because, as it seems from the Rav Moshe, is that they are, it's a Kabbalah of the Rabbin. Any Kabbalah of the Rabbin is going to be Mechayev the next door. And that is why there's a Chalitz Chiyuv, that the sons were Mechayev. However, the Chavos Yoreh has a different approach. He says that, I don't understand how to be Mechalik between Kabbalah to Rabbin and Kabbalah to Yochid. Like the Svar of the Pri Chodesh and the Marshal that they say, he says, I don't see any chilek between this. He says, rather, the acceptance, it's not about the acceptance of the Rabbin, acceptance of the Yochid, that wouldn't help, and therefore we can't use that answer to be mechalik between the Sugya and Psochim of the Bnei Baishon, what they did on Erev Shabbos, that their forefathers were Makabal, not to go to Makkah on Erev Shabbos. That wouldn't have any effect and how would we answer that with the case of Ma'akba Bachama, that he didn't keep his father's minhagim legabi meat and milk. So he says we can't answer just with Rabbi Yochanan because he says I don't see a svar to be mechalik. Rather, he says that the chilek will be about whether the kabbalah was from Solon Bokim. So what does this mean? So he was answering a specific shaila about the people of Vermeiser, which worms, the city where he lived, that they had certain minhagim in that city from the Crusades, that they had a big shmad in Tov Tov Nunvav. So they had, from that point onwards, they had soymus at certain dates. So the shaila was, 400 years later, they wanted to know, Mistomel, it said, Korv Levada, there is no one living in the city now who is directly descended from the people there, because the people were kicked out of the city. And even people who returned, let's say one person returned from amongst the people many, many decades later, so they would have married into other cities, or people move on. So he says, Korv Levada, there's no one left in the city. So do we still have to be knowing these tzoymus, which are remembering the shmad of the Crusades? That was the kasha he asked to the Chavos Yoel. And he said that when it comes to minhagim, it's not about the kabbalah of the rabbin, which is machayev, it's the kabbalah of the mokim. So he says, and he says it's mistaben. Because let's say there would be, because on the people who are asking, they said that the lechayev shmad, when there's a golus, it should end the settlement of that city. That kehilah is finished, and now people move back into that city, it's a new kehilah. So he says, no, it's totally on the mokim. And what's the raya? Because the raya is that, he says in Svar, if let's say the city would be the Jews would be exiled. And then a week later, the guy realizes there's no doctors, there's no lawyers, nothing's working. We have to get the Jews back. So he would, the Jews are going to say, no, it's a new kehilah, we have to start up again. The mikvahs are there, the shuls are there, the cemetery might be locked up, but they're still going to be there. The infrastructure's there, it's ready to be moved right back into. So he says that therefore it's mustabe that cities, when in our history, when there have been pogroms, when there have been persecutions, when we kicked out of cities, they would even be the same people. But even if it was hundreds of years later, the same settlement. Sorry? He's saying the svara. The svara is that the city stays. The fact that you could, if it would happen a week later, the point he adds is that whenever there's a goddess, we say b'chassid Hashem, we're going to be back in a week. So even if it's many years later, we never say that our goddess from city is never considered an akira of that settlement in that city. Even if it's a week later, it'll be the same people. But even if it's 100 years later, there was never a time when we said when we're miyayish from going back to the city, because we always hope that b'chassid Hashem will be able to go back to these places. So that's how Tarish is, and therefore he says it's all totally on the mokum is kaveh. And he says in Achanami that will be the medubar over here in the sugyan in Psochim in Bnei Baishon. That it's not pshat that Bnei Baishon is the sons of a bloke called Baishon. Rather, it's Beis Shan. It's a city, and the minhag in the city of Beis Shan was that they wouldn't go to the market on Erev Shabbos. And also, it's much more also the way the Rambam learns that it seems to be it's because of the place, that the place was what was kaveh, rather than the... Because the Rambam brings this example in Hilchos Shabbos of minhagim, what not to do on Erev Shabbos. But he says what would come out, and therefore what would come out is that Ma'ufa Bachama, why he wasn't annoying, and he says also what would be any sort of Midas Chassidus which is taken on over all the doors. If not for making some sort of a chilek, would be mechayev the sons, because one chassid amongst the rishonim decides that he's going to be toivel every day and he's going to fast every Monday and Thursday, not eat meat or drink wine except on Shabbos. So why is that not mechayev us? So he says al kochah gets totally on the nekuda which he just said, which is that when the minhag hamokum is kuveya, that's going to be mechayev the sons. But when it's just a kabbalah of a yochid or a rabbin, but not b'daufen or mokum kavua, so then it's not going to be mechayev the sons. And he says that what would come out as a difficulty is that all the Mephoshim go to great lengths to answer up how the Kabbalah of our office at Har Sinai, how that was Mechayev the next players. And they're going to say that maybe the Neshamas were there and other Tirutzim. But why can't it be that just the Kabbalah would be Mekuveya, and that would be going on to the other, to the future players? Evidently it doesn't work. So he says it's fair to go ahead and say that the Kabbalah of one place will be more chomer, that we can't have a hetzer for it, than the Kabbalah of Gans Klal Yisrael at Har Sinai, where we need to come up to other terutzim, why we should be chayiv nowadays. He says that's a toichak, he says that alfa pi chen, that's my ruling. So that's, I'll come here speaking mostly about the Kabbalah, whether the Kabbalah, both two ways of understanding the Rivosh, whether it's because of the Kabbalah's Arabim, or whether it's Kabbalah's Mokum Kavua. But the Gavi the hetzer is Machlokes. Machlokes in the Ramban and the Rosh, and the Rambam seems to go like the Rosh. That the Rosh and the Rambam, they say that when there's a minhag where there's a hanoga which people aren't happy with, they want to undo it. It's possible to be undone. You have a heter of this minhag, and the Rambam says it would be doimit to a person who's makabel Shabbos. He thought it was cloudy, and he thought it was Shabbos already. He's makabel Shabbos, and then the clouds scatter, and he sees the sun still there. It's still the odium godel. So he says that just as over there, the kabbalah Shabbos was betos, and therefore it's not Shabbos. He doesn't have to have the chumras of melacha. So too, a person who's mekabel a minhag in that same oifen would be would be able to get a heter. However, the Ramban says that he hasn't got a heter. So we have to ask on the Rosh from Ma'asugya. According to the Rosh, if you're not happy with the minhag, there's a way to get out of it. So why was Rabbi Yochanan not willing to give him this heter? He said, "Vakim la v'sicham aleihem," and he says, "Al titish teisu mechel." So the Pri Chodesh answers that it depends what they were coming for. If they had been coming to say, "We want to do Hatoros Nedarim, we're coming with a Charot, or we're coming with to be shoyel on our neder, whatever this Kabbalah was," then in Ochlami, the Rosh would agree, the Rabbi Yochanan would say, that you can have a Heter, it's no problem, it's a neder, you can have Hatorah. But the Pri Chodesh is Medak, he never came along to be matted the neder. They were asking a kasha, is the neder Chal on us? So that Rabbi Yochanan says, Avad is going to be Chal on you. And the Rosh is also going to say, it's Chal. If they had been coming to be shoyel on the minhag, then in Ochlami, then it would have been undone. But since they were only coming to ask him whether it was chal b'chal, so then it's Rabbi Yochanan answered what the halach is. Yeah, it is chal on the sons. That's the approach of the Pri Chodesh. She adds that when the Ramban is machmir that you can't have a heter, that's only talking about in a case where there is where it was done as a siyag or a geder because of a certain issur. So the case of Bnei Baishan where it was Erev Shabbos, they were worried about being mevatel sorchi Shabbos. So then there we would say that for sure that's coming as a geder of issur. They were worried about a certain halachic problem and that's why they took it on. But if it's done as a chumro midrash precious, so like not to eat meat every day except on Shabbos or something like that, so then even the Ramban would be moided that you could have a heter. Fine. There's another kuvea of when minhagim would be chal on the next doors, and this one is a bigger chiddush because it's even with a tzad isur. As the kasha came to the Shire Ephraim from the kilo of Venezia of Venice, the Ashkenazi kilo of Venice, and they said that we have a minhag in our city which we want to overturn. And minhag was that on first day Shavuos when they did Akdomus. So the way we do it is we call up the koi and then we read Akdomus and then we start laying. There they had it that they'd call up the Kohen, he'd make his bracha, they'd read the first pasuk of the Kriyas Torah, they'd stop, then they'd do Akdomus, and then they'd carry on the leaning. So he said, Halach Shlem, Shulchan Aruch, you're not allowed to be mafsik in Kriyas Torah. So we want to change this minhag, it doesn't seem to be halachically valid. So the Shara Ram says in Ochanami, if a killer was starting up new, it wouldn't be the right idea to start it. He says, since it's a minhag vosikin, and there are Kadmoinim, there are Rishonim who learn like this. And even though it is the Das Rov the Rishonim is not to do this, it's rather to do as we do it, which is to do it before the Kriyas Torah, not to be Mafsik Kriyas Torah. Since there is a Yisoid in the Rishonim, there's a Makor in the Rishonim, and that it's Minog Vosikin, so it doesn't have, we haven't got a Koyach to be Mavatla, and you should carry on doing as you've been doing. That's the Shire Ephraim. So you see that when it's got a minhag when it's got a makor in the kabmoinim, even if it's a shtickle against whatever we have as halacha psuka, we'll still keep it. And the Pri Chodesh says the same thing. If you have a city where they're not following the Shulchan Aruch, but they're following a specific rishon, like the Jews of Teman, so they always held like the Rambam. Everything they did was the Rambam. So even though in many cases the Shulchan Aruch won't be masek like the Rambam, and therefore there's certain minhagim which they have which we should read and hold of, they were still when it came down to it, they were accepted back into the cloud without any problems because they had that link through the Shidus Rambam, even though we don't always go like the Rambam, that's enough. And the Pri Chodesh says that would be the same thing also, like the Shire Ephraim, saying that when you're going with a Shita and the Rishonim, that is your minhag. Yeah, it's true, you can't just pick and choose minhagim from the Rishonim, but if that is the minhag of a city, then we can't be mevatel those minhagim. However, what would be if it's a minhag shtus? So then, that has no toikif, that we can undo without a problem. The Chav Tzior, he was talking about a case that when his father was the rov of the city, so then in the city they never gambled. During the year they never played cards, they never gambled. Except on Hanukkah, that was their time. They said, Hanukkah will be kaveh, that's the time we're gonna play cards, we're gonna poker, whatever, those games. So the rov of the city said, he wanted to be mevatel this minhag. And it's because it's a minhag shtus, because the days of Halal, the Shvach, to the Borei Olam, it shouldn't be days used for playing cards. He wanted to move it to Kratzmach, because those are days of Batol anyway, and the people aren't working. So rather, move it to there. And Lemaitre didn't work out, he wasn't able to change the minhag. But the fact he was able to change his minhag, says the Chav Tzior is right, that when it's a minhag shtus, when it's something which has no makar, and it's just how things ended up happening, that has no toikiv, that you're able to get rid of without any struggle. And then there's the kasha of the Tzemach Tzedek, of what would be if the Bnei Ha'ir came and said that we have a minhag like this, And it's against halacha. But they say this is a minhag. Do we believe them? And also do we reckon with this minhag and say that maybe this should be the hanoga? So he's talking about a specific case where a kela came and said that the minhag by us is that when noyik to be mekel with yain sorof of goyim when it's got wine in it. So something like a martini or like sherry brand where it's got grapes in it, but it's not wine. So they were noyik heter on that. So he said there's no makar for this in the poskim. All the poskim are against it. And therefore, we don't believe them to say that this is their minhag. They have some sort of masorah for this. We don't believe them and it'll come also. That's what the Tzemach said it means. According to what we said, we can have, say, a shtukul nafkamina between, Chodesh says a nafkamina, and which would come out. That if a guy who, his minhag was to yes eat kidneys, and one day he decides, I'm not going to eat kidneys anymore. So, and after a while he realizes he's got nothing to eat, and he wants to now start eating kidneys again. So, what would be the halacha? Would we be able to give him a heter? So we'd ask him, according to Kalam Isbar, we would ask him, what was the purpose of it, when you makabel this minhag, what were you thinking? Were you thinking that you thought that, let's say, rice, you thought that rice comes to chometz, and therefore you would say, and that's why you makabel, and now you realize that it's not, and that's why you want to your minhag. If so, will be matir miyad, because the whole minhag was accepted al-yidei tos. There is chometz, rice cannot come to chometz. And therefore, if that was hisabonah when he was makabel the minhag, that will not be chal. However, if his kavanah was, he was worried that maybe al-yidei eating rice, he might come to eat wheat, or cooking with rice, he might come to make chometz, or whatever, it was coming as a gedor of issus, then it would be chal. And it would come down to machlokes between the Ramban and the Rosh, that the Ramban would say, he can't be matter this minhag, and the Rosh would say that you can be matter it with a Pesach of a Charoto like a neder. That's the nafkamina of the pre-chodesh.